Let's get an update now on the state and its response to Hurricane Sandy. I'm joined on the phone by Jim Van Dongen. He's at the State Emergency Operations Center. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, Brady?
Very well. Governor Lynch asked for a federal disaster declaration today. President Obama granted it. In practical terms, what is that going to mean for the state and for its response to this storm?
Well, in the immediate outlook, it provides for what's called direct federal support. That's stuff, if you will, materiel, things to operate shelters, assistance with road clearing, commodities like water or emergency generators if needed. So that's sort of the next step on the road to getting any disaster declaration and further disaster declaration. And then from there on, the state will continue to work with local communities and FEMA to see if there's enough damage from the storm to warrant any further federal assistance.
This is now, people are saying this is now the fourth worst storm in terms of power outages in New Hampshire. Is the state then still on track for everyone to have power back by the end of this week?
That's what the Public Utilities Commission is telling us. Now, we may not have 100% restoration by Friday or Saturday, but they're saying substantial restoration. So I take that as the great majority of people will be back by the end of the week.
Has the scope of the storm made it more difficult for New Hampshire utilities to call on those out-of-state crews to assist them since there are so many states dealing with their own major outages?
There's no question about that. I mean, when the public utilities have pretty good mutual aid systems, but like any mutual aid system, people need their own crews before they can send them out of state. And when you have a system that essentially involves the better part of the whole eastern seaboard, at least the northern part, that makes it a little difficult to get that kind of assistance. It has to come from farther afield. Obviously, there's travel time involved, and it just makes it more complicated. It's not like calling in assistance from Vermont or Maine. It's got to come from Oklahoma or places out there like that.
And roads, I have heard, are expected to be cleared by tomorrow. Is that still correct?
I think that may be optimistic. We're still looking at 23 state roads that are blocked in some places and almost 200 local roads. There's a major operation underway, both state and local level, to get those roads cleared because obviously people need to get from one place to another, but also that is a part and parcel of restoring the electric power. So all of that stuff is being done as rapidly as possible. You know, it's going to vary from one part of the state to another.
And a question on rivers. At one point, it looked like the Saco River was going to be cresting tonight. Now it looks like things are starting to recede.
That's correct. The Saco was headed for cresting somewhere around either lower flood stage or action stage, but it didn't look like anything serious. All the other rivers are either headed down or while a couple may be rising, they're not really get above action stage. So what looked like potential flooding in the North Country probably is not going to happen, at least nothing serious.
Now, during the highest point of a storm, the dangers to residents are more obvious. But after a storm, at this stage, when the heaviest weather has largely passed, what should people be most careful about as they're cleaning up at home or getting back to work, getting back to commutes and errands and so forth?
Well, obviously, power lines. I mean, we've been saying that all along. Treat any power line that's down as if it were live, because it may be, and those obviously are quite dangerous. But when you get into the cleanup phase of something like this, people are dealing with clearing debris from houses in some cases, or at least their yards. Trees that have collapsed in a storm are very unstable, and they don't react the same way to a chainsaw that that a tree that's standing or lying down is going to react, because the structure of the wood itself has been stressed, and it could react, it could spring back, it could do things that you don't expect. We had a fatality in the wake of Tropical Storm Irene last year, involved one man killed and another seriously injured in trying to get trees cleared from a house. And that's really a major danger in the aftermath of a storm.
And I imagine you'll be back at the Emergency Operations Center for another busy day tomorrow.
We will. We're operating 24 hours a day, and will for a couple of days anyway, just to get this thing wrapped up. There's always a lot more stuff to do afterwards that we've got to take care of before we can close out this event.
Jim Van Dongen at the State Emergency Operations Center, thanks so much for your time.
Okay, Brady, thank you.